This is Wade Renfke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Billionaires to Readers, So Long, Editorial Independence. The one thing that all of these billionaires promise when they buy big city and national newspapers is that there will be editorial independence. They all say that just because they have the most money, with millions and billions to spare, that doesn't mean that they will impose their opinions on the news. They all claim that readers can trust the newspapers because they will be fact-based and not just microphones for the owner's opinions. This week, it turns out, people can put those claims in a long list of billionaire promises that aren't worth 2 cents, or maybe I should say the price of the daily paper in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, California. The Washington Post is owned by one of the richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos, who made most of the money as founder of Amazon and now runs Blue Origin as well as other holdings. The editorial endorsement of VP Kamala Harris had already been written. And at a meeting in Miami, he scuttled the endorsement, forcing the paper to abandon the practice over the last 50 years of stating where it stood for its readers. There are now reports that he met with Trump the same day, and some are saying he made a deal to benefit Blue Origin, his space company, which has fallen behind billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX in exchange for the Post walking on this election. Oh, the games rich people all play together. The Los Angeles Times is the most prestigious paper in the West, and certainly in California, and is owned by billionaire Patrick Soon-Shiong, who made his pile as a doctor with shrewd investments. The head of his editorial department has resigned since they had already decided to endorse Harris. His daughter is now claiming the endorsement retreat has to do with the Gaza war, but if trust is gone, credibility is right behind it, and that's very, very hard to believe. Both have now critically damaged their brands and have rebellions of different kinds in their newsrooms, where some of the reporters and editors, no matter how well paid, had bought their bull about editorial independence, not that either of these guys necessarily care. Perhaps the point is best made by the Post great humor columnist Alexandra Petrie. In her column on her paper's non-endorsement, she pokes at the paper by noting that it falls on her to endorse Kamala Harris. Her column might be a more powerful piece than the ditch endorsements. She has a baby coming with a due date of January 6, 2025. She wants a better world for him and for all of us living in the country now. She ridicules the Bezos attempt to say he's going back to the old tradition over 50 years ago of non-endorsement because there were lots of things that didn't happen in the past that need to happen now. Mainly, she makes a point about how important elections are, especially this one, and why it doesn't work to walk for the readers or the sake of the country and democracy. As she says, if I were the paper, I'd be a little embarrassed that it's fallen to me, the humor columnist, to make our presidential endorsement. I'll spare you the suspense. I'm endorsing Kamala Harris for president because I like elections and want to keep having them. As she closes her column, she speaks for all newspaper workers and many others, saying, I'm just a humor columnist. I only know what's happening because our actual journalists are out there reporting, knowing that their editors have their backs, that there is no one too powerful to report on, that we would never pull a punch out of fear. That's what our readers deserve and expect, that we are saying what we really think, reporting what we really see, that if we think Trump should not return to the White House and Harris would make a fine president, we're going to be able to say so. That's why I, the humor columnist, am endorsing Kamala Harris by myself. That's not funny at all. It's deadly serious. Vote because it's important, even if you don't make another bunch of millions and own a newspaper. None of us can walk away from this election. It's too important. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.